Oh my God, I can't wait to tear that down.
It's been about 40 months of construction down at DC's Southwest Waterfront. And this October, developer Monty Hoffman is ready to reveal phase one to the public. There will be restaurants, retail shops, live music venues, and hotels all along the Potomac River. It's exciting news for Washingtonians, but urban development doesn't always mean good things for the environment, including the city's rivers.
For most residents in the DC metro area, when you turn on a tap at work or at your house, you're drinking Potomac River water.
Hedrick Bielan is with the Potomac Conservancy. He says the good news is the health of the river is improving.
We've seen pollution levels decreasing. We've seen fish populations increasing, and that's a real positive sign.
Bielan says some of the credit goes to the city's growing commitment to sustainable development, including what's going on at the wharf. Many of the new buildings feature green roofs to prevent runoff and underground holding tanks to treat excess rainwater.
I think this development is really important because it shows others what is possible.
And with 15 million visitors expected each year, both Hoffman and Bielan are hopeful that turns into 15 million opportunities to show off the Potomac and raise awareness about the importance of keeping it clean. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.